வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 11th of June, 1974, in Paris, France.
ரகுநாதன் சதீவம்.
ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ணியவிஹாரி, ஜய ராதா மாதவ புண்ணியவிஹாரி. ஜன 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 स्वाहा परमंश परिव्राज अचार्य अष्टतर सदस्य मान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद्र की जय। रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप धाम की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द
लॉर्ड। दोज पर्संस हु आर मटेरियली एनग्रोस्ड बीइंग ब्लाइंड टू नॉलेज ऑफ द अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ have many things as subject matter for hearing in the human society, O Emperor.
Sotabhyadi nirajendra nirang santi sahasas apasadam atmadattam grihesu yemeya. Now, subject matter of hearing, say about 60-70 years ago, one big politician of India, Madan Mohan Malavya, he came to see my Guru Maharaj. So, he was inquiring about our activities. So, he was informed, amongst other activities, my Guru Maharaj was publishing papers monthly in English, in Bengali, in Hindi, in Uriya, in Assami, and one Bengali daily, Nadia Prakash. So, this politician was surprised that, oh, you are publishing daily a Bengali paper? Yes? Why you are surprised? You are surprised as politician. You are thinking that what one may speak of God or Krishna daily in a paper. You are surprised. Because they think that sometimes you go to the temple, God give our daily bread, finish God's business. And my Guru Maharaj replied that why you are surprised. This Calcutta city is most insignificant part of this universe. Now, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the whole material world is situated in one part of my energy. Ekaṁsena sthitoya. And Arjuna, about the opulence of Krishna, he was describing. And he summarized, Atabha bahunaitena kingyatena tabharjuna vishtyabhya aham idam krishnam ekaṁsena sthitoyava. How much I shall go on speaking to you, just try to understand about my potency, that this whole material world is sustained in one part of my energy. The spiritual world is the three-fourth part. Suppose Krishna's energy is acting one unit. So, out of that one-fourth unit is exhibited this material world. And the material world is, what is that material world? Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti कोटिषु वसुधादि विभूति भिन्नम् तद् ब्रह्म निष्कलम् अनंत शेष भूतम् गोविंदमादि पुरुषम् तमंगलम्। The Brahma effulgence being spread in some corner of this Brahma effulgence, there is Mahatattva, material energy. And that material energy means, that is describing another place, yasyaika nishasita kalam athavarambha jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahansa yajasya kalavisesu govindamadipurisam tamangvata. Material world means innumerable universes are coming out through the breathing of Mahavishnu. Universes. We cannot account for one universe in which we are. There are innumerable planets. Everyone has experience in stars and planets. This is one universe. And such universes are coming out, millions, through the breathing period of Mahavishnu. When he exhales, they come out and the inner, they go within. That is the creation and not creation. Rasyaika nishyasita kalam athav rivanti lomalu. So, the purpose was that this material world is only manifestation, exhibition of one-fourth energy of Krishna. And within this material world there are so many universes. And each and every universe there are so many planets. So this is one of the planets in which we are living. And in this planet there are so many cities. Calcutta, Bombay, Madras, Delhi, Paris, London, and so many, hundreds and thousands. And each and every city there are newspapers. And each newspaper is publishing 3-4 editions daily. So this is the most insignificant planet. Still, there are so many news to hear. That's what it is said here. Srutubhyadini rajanda ninami santi sahas. Millions and millions subject matter for hearing. This is fair. Every paper is publishing 3-4 editions daily, especially in the Western countries. So, if they have got so much news in the material world, in this insignificant planet, just imagine how much news are there in the 3-4 manifestation of it. So my Guru Maharaj said that you are surprised, Mr. Malabha, that you are publishing a paper daily. So we can publish every minute a paper. Unfortunately, there is no customer. They have customer for using this newspaper. But our news, you have to canvass. Will you kindly take this? Will you kindly take this? They are not interested. They are interested in this material news. Radio, paper, magazine, edition after edition. Therefore it is said, this is the meaning of Sotabhyadini Rajendra Nirangasanti Sahasya. So, they have no time to read a little news we are giving about God in the back to Godhead. Why? Na apasatam atmatattam. They do not know what is Atma, what is the active principle of all these activities. They do not know. The superficial. Nati vidu sartha gati durasayaji. Durasaya. Nati vidu sartha gati vishnu durasayaji. Bhiratmamanina. Durasaya. They have got so many views to hear with a hope, useless hope, that they will be able to exist here and be happy. It's like your arch, this Napoleon arch. Napoleon was conquering all over Europe. And he thought that he would be able to enjoy this. But where is Napoleon? The arch is there. This is the position. But he worked so hard. Not only he, everyone is working. The arch will remain because it's stone. But he's finished. He's finished. This is called apasatam atmatattam. Because These people, they do not know what is really reality, real reality. They are simply after so-called reality. This is a very important point, try to understand. The Atma-dattam, one who does not know what is Atma, what is soul, the nature of soul. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna first of all begins the constitution of the Atma or spirit soul. He begins. When he began to teach Arjuna Bhagavad Gita, the ABCD lesson was to make him convinced about the soul within the world. That is called Atma-tattva. Nobody knows. Therefore, bahiratthamanina, they are accepting this external feature. Just like we have got external feature, we can understand very easily that this body is external feature. Real, I am within. As soon as I go away from this body, this external feature, as good as the garbage in the street. That they do not understand. They are busy piling garbage. Bring more garbage. Oh, and this is the working capacity. Bahirathaman. They think this garbage will same. Very important question. Apasyatam Atma-dattam. The Atma-dattam means, I am now within this garbage for the present. And after leaving this, in this garbage, I pile up so many other garbages. And in this way, working uselessly the whole life, then I transmigrate from this body to another garbage body. That I do not know. This is called apasyatam atma-tattam. Apasyatam means not seeing. A means not. And pasyatam means seeing. One who sees. He is seeing this is garbage is everything. He does not see atma-tattam. Apasyatam atma-tattam griheshu. Griha means home. So, you can take this body as home, because you are all living within this body. So this is also home. And then again, expanded, I am living in this planet, so this is also home. And in living within this universe, that is also home. Or, I have got a little home, apartment, 10 feet square, that's all. That is also home. So, we have got attachment for this home. 10 feet by 10 feet or millions of feet or millions of feet. This is home within the compact. We living entities are within this home. Take this whole universe apart from other universe, this universe. This is also home because we're living here. And we are changing from this place to that place. Suppose I have come from India, from Bombay, I have come to Paris. This is all within the home, within the universe, all within this planet. So, we see people are very busy, 70 miles feet, they are driving car, but within the Paris, they may go 70 miles, 30 miles, but they cannot go beyond. That one countryman, Rabindranath Tagore, so, perhaps you heard his name, he was a big poet. So when he was in London, so he saw the people are very walking very fast. So he remarked that these people are walking very fast, but there is a very small country, and they fall down on the sea. You see? This is going on. A dog in the park is jumping very fast, walking. But as soon as the master, come on, immediately, yes sir. Give me your neck, yes sir. Check. chain. He is thinking that he is very free. But as soon as the master calls, immediately he has to submit. This is our position. We are very busy, but the master is the material nature. The fact is that we are under the stringent laws of material nature. We have no freedom. That we do not know. We are struggling. So much war has been waged in all over the world, especially in Europe, for freedom. We have got that freedom statue. In America also there is freedom. But where is freedom, sir? That they do not know. Why? They do not know what is freedom and whose freedom. That they do not. Therefore, they have created so many newspapers for freedom, the so-called freedom. But there is no freedom. Even big, big leaders, they have no freedom. Therefore, Krishna points out in the Bhagavad Gita that real freedom is when you get freedom from four different problems. What is that? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. If you get freedom from these four things, no more death, no more birth, no more old age, and no more disease, there is freedom. But where is that freedom? The so-called scientists, big scientists, they are very scientifically advanced. But they had no freedom from death. They had to die on a fixed up death. Professor Einstein or any other big scientist, they could not manufacture any scientific instrument and keep it in the custody of his student, that as soon as I die, you just apply this machine, I shall come again. Where is that freedom? So this so-called scientific improvement, advancement, civilization, it is just like jumping like the dog. That's all. It has no value. Real value is to understand Atma-tattvam. What I am. Why death is imposed upon me? I do not wish to die. Why old age is imposed upon me? I do not wish to become old man or older man. I wish to remain a beautiful young. No, sir, that is not. Then where is your freedom? What for you are jumping so much? As soon as the master will call, yes, sir, bind me. So you are completely under the nature's control. Daivijjhishagunamai mamumayadu dhrutya prakitekriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvas ahankar vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. Prakriti, nature, is pulling by the ear. Come here. Yes, sir. Come here. Yes, sir. And he is freedom. Prakitekriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvas. He is completely under the control of the more substantial nature. Prakita-kriyamāna, gunai-karmāna, ahankāra-vimunā. This is called false egotism. I am something. I am Napoleon Bonaparte, I am Mussolini, I am Hitler. This is ahankāra. Vimunātma, fool, rascal. They are thinking like that. No freedom, sir. No freedom. Prakita-kriyamāna, gunai-karmāna, ahankāra-vimunā, katta-ham-miti-mannate. Being puffed up with false prestige, he is thinking, I am something, I can do something. This is the disease. So for them, these newspapers are very useful. But one who is fixed up in Atma-tattvam, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahma, I am not anything of this material world. For them, there is no need of these so-called news of newspapers. Simply, they should try to understand Krishna. That is the only business. There is no other business. And as soon as you understand Krishna, Krishna is yours. Janma karma medibham jujanati tattva. If you simply try to understand, here is Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, and how you'll understand? By service. Krishna has agreed that I will accept your service. Therefore he has come. You cannot serve Krishna in his universal form. Now Krishna has agreed, as you have got limited potency, you can touch Krishna, you can touch his lotus feet, you can make dress for Krishna with devotion, you can put the dress on Krishna, you can prepare according to your capacity, foodstuff, you can offer to Krishna, so Krishna will eat. He says, patram pushpam phalam puyam jumi bhakti abhijitthi tadaham asnami. So Krishna is so kind, although he is all-pervading, universal, he has agreed to accept your service just to give you liberation from this misunderstanding. No atma-tattva. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That Krishna, God is great. How great he is, you cannot imagine. But still, he has agreed to accept your service becoming small. That is greatness. In the material world, if something is big, very big, or it cannot become small. That's like, say, for elephant, it's very big animal. You ask the elephant, please become like an ant. And that is not possible. That is not possible. But God is so great that although he is universal, it can enter into the atom. That is, anuradiyanga mahato mahiya. Greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest. That is God. Anuradiyanga mahato annantarastham paramanand brahma sangita is said, eka pasaura chayatam jagadanda kuti jachakti rasti jagadanda chayajadantam annantarastham paramanutayantarastham. Eka pasu, one portion of Krishna, Paramatma, just to create this material world, he has entered in the Mahatattva as Mahavishnu, and he has entered within the universe as Garbhuta Sai Vishnu. He has entered everyone's heart as Super Soul, Kirodhap Sai Vishnu. And he has entered into the atom. Although he is so great. So, it is Krishna's mercy that he can become smaller than the smallest and the greater than the greatest. So we cannot capture the greater than the greatest. That is not possible. Therefore, it is his kindness that he has become just to be handled by you. This is called Archamurti, Archavigraha. The Diti Varsi means Archavigraha, because the devotional service, one of the items of devotional service, Archanam, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakham, Atma, Vedanam. So, you hear about Krishna, you chant about Krishna, you memorize or remember about Krishna, you worship Krishna, this deity, archanam, you offer prayers to Krishna. There are 9 different ways. Just try to understand Krishna in 9 processes, or either some of the processes, or one process only. Krishna will agree. Krishna is so kind. And as soon as you understand Krishna, his nature, then actually you become liberated. Taktadiham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaun. This is the process. Real problem is how to get out of this material existence. If we remain attached to this material existence, either in this body or in the society or in the nationalism or in this greater, 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 you make greater, but that is your bond. So one should be careful to understand the position of the soul and how he can go back home, back to Godhead, again meet the Super Soul, Krishna, and live there permanently with blissful life and full of knowledge. This is wonderful. Thank you very much.